Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Alongside my old friend, Jonathan Hood, I'm David Kaplan. Just after 9 o'clock, more tickets to give away to White Sox games at 9:50, and then again at 12:50, 1:50 into the Waddle and Sylvie show, and don't forget, truncated Black and Abdallah into White Sox baseball with Connor McKnight at 6:30. Tonight, tickets are for the August 12th White Sox-Tigers game. Free Ticket Friday is brought to you by our friends at Miller Lite, and courtesy of Miller Lite, you can win Sox tickets tonight at Cork and Carry in Beverly and Halftime Bar and Grill in Johnsburg, Illinois.
Let's talk a little bit before we hear from Courtney Cronin on the Bears about the Kyler Murray incident. Out of everything in sports, it's actually one of the bigger stories. So Kyler Murray is a quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. And Cap, there is a clause in his contract that was ripped up that really put a bad light on Kyler Murray. Let's talk about that. I know you and Jesse talked about this when I was on vacation, but we just, for those that don't know, the Cardinals made a big commitment to Murray, signing a $230.5 million extension ahead of training camp. But it raised eyebrows when the report revealed it included an unprecedented addendum mandating that Murray complete 4 hours of independent game study per week, implying that the Pro Bowler would have failed to do so otherwise.
And this was the owner who put that clause in, okay. Not the GM.
All right, just on its surface, Cap, when you first saw that story, what did you think?
If you have to put a clause in to make your quarterback watch film for 4 hours a week. Now, again, Eric Kramer, Mitchell Trubisky, they're not all pro quarterbacks. They were not here.
Yep,
I get it. Mitch was doing like 6 hours a day. Eric Kramer, I had to wait till 8:30 at night at Hallis Hall. He said he would give me an interview for, we were doing the games then, to run on the pregame. I'm going to get the starting quarterback. I'll wait. He's like, but I watch film after we get done. I have my meetings, and then I go back and watch more film. 8:30, I'm still sitting in the press room by myself. Here came Eric Kramer. So how much film do you watch? He goes, oh, 5-6 hours a day at least, and I'll watch more when I get home. Again, that's just work ethic.
Right.
Tom Brady, how about this? Another great wants that story from yesterday. He said that Tom Brady will come into a practice. He will say something about a particular play, and he'll say, hey, the Bears in week two, this could be week 14 you're playing them, in week two, they ran their slot corner in this direction against this type of formation. He said if the assistant coach has not picked that up from 12 weeks earlier, a play in the middle of the third quarter, Brady will ream your ass at practice. He watches every play of everything. So if I have to put a clause in to get Kyler Murray to watch 4 hours a week, I'm signing the wrong dude.
Okay. So the thought about Kyler Murray from those that used to play with him is that Kyler was more into video games than football. And I don't know if that's the case or not. I have no idea. If you said Kyler Murray, I'd say, you know, a young and upcoming quarterback. That's what I would say.
Very, very talented.
Just talented, short guy, but has speed. And he's really come into his own, I believe, as a quarterback. But clearly the Cardinals feel like he's not putting enough time in and are questioning his work ethic. So who's at fault here for this coming out and leaking? Well, let's just make sure it's clear that people don't know. We in the press or those in media have the ability to look into contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is what Ian Rappaport did. He's going point through the contract like he's getting $230 million. Hold on a second. What's this clause here? And so this is why everyone was like, wait, what is this clause? It started from Ian Rappaport. Cap, when I first saw this story that the Cardinals took it out, I go, you guys are idiots. There's a way to, listen, I'm not a lawyer, but there's a way in the language of the contract to assure that Kyler Murray puts all his work ethic in to being a Cardinals quarterback. You don't have to explicitly say, hey, man, you got to put in this amount of hours in as far as watching film.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way to be able to say that without explicitly putting it out there, like, hey, here's a certain amount of hours you got to put in.
Our contracts say that we will show up prepared. Yeah. We will be up to date. All of that stuff.
Yes. I think the Cardinals, though, are idiots for putting that in there because you know someone's going to read it.
Well, this was the owner. He's signing off on $230.5 million. Here's Murray, who did not have to speak to the media yesterday, said, nope, get the media together. I want to talk to them.
And I don't do this often. I don't talk about myself, but today I feel like I have to. And so I'm going to list the accolades. You know, to go 43-0 in high school in Texas, some are going to say, oh, it's high school. That's cool, but nobody else has done it. Go to college, win the Heisman, get drafted number one overall to the NFL, get drafted number nine overall to MLB. Again, no one's ever done it. There's multiple different ways to watch film, and, you know, of course, we all watch film. Let's not that doesn't need to be questioned. But it's, again, I refuse to let my work ethic, my preparation be in question. You know, I've put an incomprehensible amount of time and blood, sweat, tears, and work into what I do, whether it's football or baseball. You know, people can't even comprehend the amount of time that it takes to do two sports at a high level in college, you know, let alone do it, you know, be the first person to do it ever at my size. It's like I said, this is it's funny, but I, you know, to those of you out there that believe that I'd be standing here today in front of y'all without having a work ethic and without preparing, I'm honored that you think that, but it doesn't exist. It's not possible. It's not possible to think that I can accomplish everything that I've accomplished in my career and not be a student of the game and not have that passion and not take this serious is almost disrespectful. And it's almost a joke, you know. I'm flattered. You know, I'm honestly flattered that y'all think that at my size I can go out there and not prepare for the game and not take it serious. It's disrespectful, I feel like, to my peers, to all the great athletes and great players that are in this league. This game's too hard to play the position that I play in this league. It's too hard.
We have the same agent. I don't know if everyone knows that. Cap and I have the same agent.
Yep.
You know that Steve would go through the language of the contract and point out some things in the contract. We'd read it ourselves, but of course, that's why we have someone to be able to understand.
Said, you know, here's the clause.
Yes.
That's not guaranteed, that bonus or that money or that whatever. And I'd be like, well, I want that. Okay, that's why I'm telling you.
Yes.
And he goes back to management and says, yeah, here's the issues we've got with the deal.
You think that Kyler's agent talked to him about that clause?
Yes.
And he signed it anyway.
Yes, because it's $230.5 million with $121 million guaranteed.
I mean, listen, he's got a lot on his mind trying to get the Cardinals to the Super Bowl and all that, Cap. But for us, I can speak for me and say, why is that clause in the contract? Are they assuming that I don't work hard?
Or they're saying to you, our owner wants this in there. We want to make sure you're always prepared.
And what's the perception? Because now that's a big red flag. When you watch Cardinals football, what are you going to be thinking?
Is that guy prepared?
That's not right, Cap. Just understand.
But if there's a video game thought out there that he plays video games more than prepares, I understand the owner doing it.
So who's at fault here? I say it's the Cardinals for putting that out there because now you put a red flag on that kid. And if you don't think that he works hard, why'd you sign him? Because you had no other choice. That's why. Because you had no one in the pipeline on your team or in free agency that you could have put in there. That's why. Do you blame him, Kyler, or do you blame the organization?
Well, if he's not doing his work, I blame him. If he's truly playing video games all the time and not watching tape, you're a freaking professional quarterback, man. That is your life. Life. You do not get done with work and go, all right, let's go clubbing, let's go do this, let's go do that, get up in the morning, go to work for a while. No, that's not what to those who much is given, much is expected.
I blame the Cardinals because if that's what you believe that he is, then figure out something else. If you feel like he doesn't have the work ethic and Keim can't get him or the coaching staff can't get him to a point where he could be an excellent quarterback, then don't pay him $230 million.
Let's grab a couple calls here. Kevin in Naperville. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, what's up, guys? I think you guys just made the point I was calling about. I mean, he signed this contract. Him and his agent, you know, did they not read the contract initially?
No, they saw it.
But don't you think initially then they would have been like, whoa, 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 what's this 4 hours of film study about? Let's iron that out now. Now it's days later and Kyler Murray's upset? Give me a break. It's ridiculous. He signed it. Now he's upset about it?
He's upset. Well, he's upset because of all of the negative attention it brought on him. But the owner said, you want my
You're a pro. He's a pro. He's a pro. He should handle it. Grow up.
No, I think, here's the question, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
You have a work ethic, okay? Go ahead. He has a work ethic, clearly because he's an NFL quarterback. Are they saying that this guy is, quote-unquote, because the perception would be he doesn't work hard, he's lazy, he can't. And that's a negative connotation. If they're saying that, then why would they sign him?
Correct. Because you can't find quarterbacks with that type of skill set.
Then you know what? That should not be in the contract. I know without being in the facility that a guy's watching film. There's no way that he's not watching film or trying to get better every year.
Agreed. Let's get Taylor in Hyde Park, our guy. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's been a while, man. Been a while.
Lollapalooza selling a lot of stuff for you.
You know, we made a run out there yesterday. You know, we're doing our thing. We'll be back today. Uh-huh. And back, obviously, for the weekend.
What is the name of your dispensary?
It's going to be Viola Brands, man.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, I'll see you later, man.
Business is booming, always.
No doubt. Look, I am one of the most pro-black people you will probably ever meet in your life. Mm-hmm. And my issue is this. All the black pundits on ESPN and Fox, whatever, talking about the plight of the black quarterback and how this is kind of a slap in the face. This is not a slap in the face. He is the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Black, white, brown, yellow, it doesn't matter. He is the highest paid quarterback. And so in my opinion and estimation, that is what really matters here. Out of the top five highest paid quarterbacks, I think all five of them are black. So when we talk about the plight of the black quarterback and the issues and the stereotypes, this clause is so matter of fact that I would have signed it too. It's like, all you need is 4 hours? Ha, 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 cool, easy. I do that in my sleep. Mm-hmm. So in my opinion, this is a blown out of proportion deal because in every employment contract, even the ones I deal with, there's clauses in there saying you have to answer your emails within 2 days. If you don't get employee bonuses. So stuff like that is so, in my mind, just matter of fact, as part of your job, that I don't think it's a big deal at all. I mean, to say 4 hours.
That's why I agree with you. That's why I said to Jonathan, I think it became a bigger deal because social media made it a huge deal.
Yeah, I think it's the owner's way of if something happens, he's able to back out of the deal. Because I think they have buyer's remorse because of, obviously, the head coach and the relationship with the quarterback.
All right, Taylor.
Taylor, have a great day, man.
You guys have fun, man. Talk to you soon.
Just to put a bow on this, the perception is reality when it comes to sports media, though, and social media. The feeling will be out there is if Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals lose a game, was Kyler prepared for that game?
Correct. If he throws an interception, the route gets jumped. He'll be like, yeah, he didn't study his film.
And on top of that, if you really strongly feel that way about Kyler Murray, why'd you take that out of the contract?
They should have said, this is a standard thing that we're putting in with our quarterbacks. It has nothing to do about his work ethic. It would have gone away. Agreed. Courtney Cronin, our Bears insider, is up next.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Years ago today, this song came out.
Never gonna give you up.
Okay. All right.
Rick Astley.
I can totally see you jamming this in your car, like today.
I'm going to today. I got to run out to Hawthorne Race Course. I got some stuff to take care of before TV. I will have Rick Astley blasting in my truck.
Is this Yacht Rock?
It is not.
No, this is not.
It is not. The only thing about Rick Astley, 35 years ago today, I was wondering, how does that sound come out of that body? I actually don't believe that's him. I think it's someone else. I think that's the whole gimmick.
That is absolutely true. The voice does not match his look.
No. As a matter of fact, I don't believe that that's him.
And her.
So there you have it.
I can't wait.
Anyway, how about some Bears talk?
Courtney Cronin is our Bears insider here at ESPN 1000 and on the network. She's awesome.
Brought to you by.
I have no idea because no one gave me any type of a sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
So I will go right to Courtney. Courtney, is Tevin Jenkins going to be getting in his car and leaving because he has no role, or is he seriously injured?
We'll find out, I guess, today if he's not out there again. I mean, typically, when you don't see guys out there, I mean, this early in camp, especially when he's there day one as a swing tackle, I mean, the thought to mind is, are they trying to shop him? I mean, should they be trying to shop him? It doesn't feel like they have a role for him outside of the swing tackle position, and you know, it truly seems like an indictment on how they feel the former regime drafted, considering this guy was a second-round pick in 2021 and now, you know, supposed to be the future at left tackle, and now it appears he's going to be a backup lineman, one of the three that would be coming off the bench in that swing tackle role. So, yeah, it's interesting, and it's something that we foreshadowed a little bit in the spring, seeing Braxton Jones at left tackle over Tevin Jenkins, who was then relegated to the second team right tackle spot. Maybe they try to mix him in with Larry Borum over at right tackle, because I certainly think if you brought in Riley Reiff at this point of the preseason, that he's probably more than likely your starting left tackle day one. And that's not anything against Braxton Jones. It's just the fact that he's a rookie and a fifth round draft pick at that and has a lot of room for growth. But it'll be interesting to see because Borum's held all of the reps at right tackle from the preseason until now where we're at in training camp. And I just don't know if there is a starting spot for Tevin Jenkins with the starting five unless they want to try him out at guard.
Courtney, speaking of trade chips, what about Robert Quinn? He had so many tremendous numbers last year, but what about this year? Do you foresee Quinn being with this team for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, he said all the right things the other day when he came back and, you know, let us know that he was okay taking that fine for mandatory mini camp and not showing up so we could get his mentals and his physicals in the right spot before he had to come back to a team that is vastly different from the last time he was here. So I do anticipate that he will be with this team going forward because it feels like the Bears have certainly not been able to find a trade partner in the compensation that they want in return, which is why during the draft nothing happened when the rumors about him being moved were at its peak. And to this point, nothing has happened. So we'll see what happens, I guess, as it gets closer to the trade deadline. Again, you don't rule anything out like during training camp because injuries will start to happen across the league. And you know, teams might be in need of pass rushers if theirs go down, and Robert Quinn's a very good one. But for now, it seems like where his mindset is that regardless of whether he thought he was going to get traded or not and whether he wants to like publicly admit that or not, and he didn't. He said, it's kind of like, well, so were you always planning to come to training camp? And he like looked around, kind of paused, you know, it doesn't matter what I had planned. I'm here now. So I think that leads you to read between the lines that he probably wasn't entirely convinced that he was going to be here at this point, but he is now, and he's going to be a critical part to what this pass rush becomes in 2022.
Roquan Smith, we're talking to Courtney Cronin, our Bears insider here at ESPN 1000. As you look at Roquan, he's doing a hold-in. He's there. He's not participating, but he's not going to get fined. And because he's on the physically unable to perform PUP list, you can't talk to him. He does not have to meet with the media as if he was a starting-level player. How long is this going to go on?
I guess until he gets a contract or if a team decides that they're not going to pay him, you know, he's got to show up by the beginning of week one, because the most important thing with the new CBA and the way that it's structured is not just the fines. I mean, those are a big deal, and we can get into the PUP list and how they might be using that to circumvent that. They don't want to lose the season that they would accrue towards free agency. So there's a certain date towards week one that if you're not there by that point, you would run the risk of not, you know, having this year count towards becoming a free agent should you not agree to a long-term deal with the team. Now, this is a weird turn of events in the saga with his contract, because without like fully saying, yeah, he's holding in, Ryan Poles addressed it. And it's the elephant in the room that's, you know, not going away until it gets fixed. He said this offseason that he wanted to get a deal done with Roquan Smith, hopefully before the start of the regular season. That hasn't happened. So when he reports, they allegedly find something that is, you know, apparently to the degree where it puts him on the physically unable to perform list. And I've had a couple questions about this. I've never seen teams use this as a way to, I mean, your thought is, well, are they trying to do him a solid by putting him on this so then they don't have to fine him every day? Potentially, the only people who can get those fines, you know, revoked would be guys on rookie deals, which Roquan's in the final year of his, which is set to pay him $9.7 million this year. But, you know, Matt Eberflus was kind of tongue-in-cheek about it the other day when he was asked, like, so he has an injury? He's like, yeah, of course, he's on the pup. Like, of course he's got an injury. Well, read what you want into that. It just feels that the timing is a little curious, and it's interesting because we saw him practice the entire preseason. So I would imagine he'll stay on pup until he gets a contract. But if he doesn't, he's going to want that season to go towards free agency so he can go somewhere else next year. I just find it really hard to believe that the Bears, in the midst of trying to build something now where their building blocks have changed on defense, wouldn't want Roquan Smith to be a part of that in making him one of, if not the highest paid linebackers in the process.
Courtney, is there any indication from Justin Fields or the coaching staff on improvements that they want to see from Justin and the offense?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're self-aware where they're saying the right things right now, that the offense is a work in progress and that the scheme, as Luke Getsy mentioned yesterday, this is not a scheme that's going to make you something you're not. It will elevate you within the confines of your skill set, within the confines of this offense, but it's not going to, like, take somebody and make them, like, you know, all of a sudden go from, like, you know, a mediocre player to a Pro Bowl player. And, you know, for Justin Fields, who the sky is kind of the limit in terms of expectations of what this team expects, the big jump that they want to see from him, it's still really early. There have been promising signs. Granted, the pads aren't on yet. Like, two moments yesterday was the Mooney catching 7-on-7. The Kmet catching 7-on-7, and then the Mooney catch, which was a ball that was thrown a little bit high, but I thought it was, you know, a good play between those two of compensate, overcompensating and working to adjust with one another, that you can start to see little pieces of that continuity and the work that those guys have put in with Fields pay off in the offseason. But, you know, it's going to be a work in progress. And I think that it's smart the way that players and coaches are approaching the growth within the offense right now and the way that they talk about it, that you're not setting the bar so high for expectations that are just not realistic to meet this year.
Before we let you go, David Montgomery's entering a walk year where the Bears would have exclusive negotiating until the 2023 league year begins. And if they don't have a deal done, he's an unrestricted free agent. Are they going to spend money to extend a running back? Because he won't come cheap.
No, and especially if he has a year like he did last year where he's a top 10 running back in terms of usage and production, he won't come cheap. But teams, at least in this day and age, don't break the bank for running backs, honestly, unless you're Minnesota, with what we saw with Dalvin Cook a few years ago, which you've got to look at who's in charge of the team at that point and the direction that the offense is going. Now, this is a scheme that's going to be dependent upon a running back to free up Justin Fields and take a lot of the burden off of him. So if they determine, hey, Montgomery's a great fit in what we're doing with the outside zone and you know, a lot of the play action and being able to have a consistent rushing presence that's not, you know, something that you don't stray from the way that they did last year with Montgomery and his usage, then maybe they determine that he is the right fit. And if he can stay healthy this year too, they might want to bring him back. But running backs are tricky, and until we know kind of what their spending habits are, just because they haven't spent a lot in free agency and, you know, certainly this year, I don't know if we'll be able to determine just with where they feel about David Montgomery. But it's certainly a huge year for him. Whether he's going to get paid by the Bears or someone else is going to be dependent upon what his production looks like in 2022.
Today is National Chicken Wing Day. What's your favorite chicken wing place?
Oh, I haven't been to Harold's in a long time. Does that count still?
Oh, damn right.
I've never been to Harold's.
Oh, it counts.
My dad would always take us. There was one on the south side. I forget where, but
anywhere.
We would come back from seeing my grandmother out in Palos at her nursing home, and that would be in the rotation, either stopping there or stopping at Cantonesia in Chinatown when I was a kid. So a lot of like little random spots. But yeah, like, that was definitely one of my favorite chicken places.
Would you go get a rainbow cone too when you're on the south side?
You know it. My dad's from Beverly. So that was that was an absolute staple for us. I grew up on rainbow cone.
Yeah.
You see that? I mean, if we're playing Family Feud, I mean, Courtney, you hit the number one answer with the Heralds. You're already a winner.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I was trying to set the bar high for myself this morning.
I hear that my kids keep telling me to go to Buff Joe's.
Oh, I'm sure. So
where's that?
Isn't that the one in Evanston?
Evanston, Chicago.
Yeah, that place is awesome.
Of course.
Great sauce.
Yeah, I heard it's amazing. So
I'll take the mystery mild sauce from Harold's, but thank you, though.
Yeah. I hear the Buff Joe's is awesome. Courtney, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
We appreciate you.
You gotta go one day, man.
Courtney, I want to go to Harold's. I want to go to Buff Joe's. And then there's that new show. My guys, Guff and Matt Buckman, were telling me, what is it called? Hot Wings? The name of that show on YouTube?
It's pretty funny.
Where they get celebrities to eat hot wings with.
Hot Ones.
Hot Ones.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Yeah, there's, if you've seen Gordon Ramsay, he's one of my favorites on there.
We should do that, you and I.
Oh. That would be amazing.
Eat hot wings?
Yes, and see who can tolerate the best.
I love hot sauce. I'm a hot sauce freak.
Let's do that.
We're going to do that now. That's a great idea.
I think we could.
Now that we have the two shot on Twitch, too, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Done.
I think we should do that.
Done. Let's do that.
After your walk?
Done.
After your walk is won, I think we should do that.
Done. You're in.
We can invite Joey Chestnut.
Yes, or Darren Utnick from Birdies. Get him to do it. The Friday folder
is
next.
What's that noise?
Doing a radio show.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Because it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and J Hood show.
Waddle's favorite theme, the Rockford Files.
Yes. He had the best voicemail. I think I told you this one time. How you reach Jim Rockford, leave a message. It's like, yeah. Remember you used to call people's voicemail and it'd be like 90 seconds of gibberish?
Yes.
Or they think they're being cute?
Yeah.
No. Hey, it's Jim Rockford, leave a message.
Rockford, you owe me $100 from that pool game. If you don't give me the $100, I'm going to break your legs. Thanks. Okay.
Friday folder brought to you by ETI, School of Skilled Trades.
All right, Shay, there's a lot of things that we didn't get to because of Cap. And so let's go through the things that we missed.
Excuse me?
Excuse me. You're already delaying us with that. Excuse me. Go ahead.
No shot.
He's about to ask for a sidebar, too. Watch.
Of course, because he's got no idea what's going on.
Go ahead and snarling.
Go ahead. Cram it.
Hoodie, I want to start with something I saw yesterday while I was watching baseball in the afternoon. A little day baseball, something Hoodie and I love.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And you wanted me to make sure I brought this up to you. So I saw something yesterday watching day baseball that I haven't seen since I was playing high school baseball, and this happened to our left fielder, freshman year of high school. Trey Mancini hit a fly ball lofted to right field. Josh Lowe of the Tampa Bay Rays got underneath the fly ball, put his hand up to guard the sun. And the ball hit him right in the face.
Yes.
Rolled away many feet. Trey Mancini wound up with an inside the park home run. I have not seen this since I was a freshman in high school.
That was a bad play, but my bigger point on this is that catchers are soft. We don't have the Johnny Bench, the Carlton Fisk, the strong catchers
Ray
anymore.
Ray Fosse.
Where's the strong catchers?
Thurman Munson.
On that same play, got you know, rest in peace, Carlton Fisk. No, Munson.
What?
Anyway.
Thurman Munson.
So on that same play, did the catcher not have an opportunity to tag him out?
Sure did.
Sure did. The same thing with Zavala in the Sox game in game two. Hey, man, that didn't have to be the game-winning run. Catch the ball. What happened? Everyone, give the guy a path. Give him a lane. Screw that, man. Stick your beak in there and tag the guy out. What happened to the men behind the plate?
The tools of ignorance. Exactly.
What happened, Cap?
Everybody got soft.
Gotta give him a lane, so give him a lane. Just give him home plate. Screw that. Tag him out.
What happened to those guys? And then they overturn it and said you didn't give. Okay, whatever. But I'm gonna try and get the out.
Damn right, Shay.
All right, boys, the Choco Taco is being discontinued reportedly by Klondike. Cap sent this to me earlier in the week, and people freaked out about this. And the thing that I kept wondering when I read these stories, it kept saying, your ice cream truck visits are going to have to be different. When's the last time you bought something off an ice cream truck?
You know, I've been doing soda, so I haven't been eating any of that stuff. But I was going through the neighborhood, and I think Tuesday nights, they have the Good Humor Man. And I so wanted to pull over, but there were like 40 kids in line. I'm like, I ain't waiting. And I wasn't going to do it anyway because of soda. But I wanted to get a Choco Taco. I did. Or the chocolate eclair bar, the toasted almond. Those were great as kids.
There are places you can still get them. And I don't know if either of you saw this, but I saw late last night and then a couple things this morning that it's now suspected Klondike is faking the discontinuation. They just wanted to have the Choco Taco back in the viral news space.
That's very smart. It's very smart if that is the case. The truck does not come around the south side anymore.
Really?
It hasn't come around in about 15 years.
Why?
Well, some places really don't have ice cream on it. There's something else that's on there. I've not seen an ice cream truck in the South Side for 15 years.
Yeah,
I missed a little sound around the neighborhood back in the day.
The bells and the music.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have, you don't see it ever unless it's, they'll put a sign up. Hey, the Good Humor Man's going to be here until, like, they had to go out and get it.
Yeah. What's that like?
Nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I've not heard a ice cream truck in a long time, or never hadn't seen one.
People are doing it for parties too. They'll you can call and hire the truck, and they'll come out. It's like food trucks. You got them all over the place.
The Good Humor Man on the South Side is Taylor from Hyde Park.
Exactly.
That's who that is now. He's got treats for you.
There you go.
Oh, he's got treats.
Where does Taylor have his treats?
This sounds like it's out of a horror movie, man. This does not sound like something I want to hear on my street. That sounds like I'm about to get killed.
I want to know, where does Taylor, like, I know he owns a dispensary,
he
right?
has, yes. Yes, he does.
Yeah. Taylor, where is the dispensary? We'd like to go visit and meet Taylor.
I will, I'll let you know.
That'd be great.
I will let you know. Shay.
Coca-Cola is trying to become the first company to go eco-friendly by getting rid of the green. Sprite is retiring its iconic green bottles because they say it improves the quality of recycled material. It's an eco-friendly effort.
Okay. Well, you know, if it's not in the green bottle, it's not Sprite. I'm just telling you. Okay. Well, if you take the Sprite out of the green bottle, it's not Sprite anymore. Now it's knee-high.
Okay. So I don't drink soda pop.
Why do you have to start with what? Can't you
hold
be? Can you just be a guy just for a second?
No.
I don't have ice cream. I don't have pop. We're talking about the iconic.
I love ice cream.
Okay, but we're talking about the iconic bottle.
Right.
But you got to put your beak into it. Why can't you just be a guy for 10 seconds?
Okay.
Hey, I remember having Sprite. Boy, I remember that green bottle. That was awesome.
Yeah.
But you just can't do it. You just can't just be a guy.
If you let me finish.
You just won't be a guy just for 10 seconds.
So I gave up soda pop a long time, years ago. But if I'm going to have a cocktail, I will go Sprite Zero and vodka.
Who says that soda pop?
You know what?
And that goes in a clear...
Go to the next one.
Can we get back to soda pop? Who is saying soda pop?
It's unbelievable,
Pops. What do you call it?
Soda or pop. Or Coke, or Sprite, or
my late mom's from Brooklyn. They called it soda pop.
I like soda pop. I'm just telling you. Stop.
Stay gold, pony boy.
Just move to the next hot topic.
This Sprite Zero comes in a clear bottle. I like this.
That's a fine.
That is a fine.
It said unknown, so it was like a...
You blocked him.
No, it was like a telemarketing call, probably. Anyway. Go ahead, Chip.
All right, that's unbelievable. Hey, man, I remember me and Bruce, we'd get that Sprite. When you saw that green bottle, it was awesome.
We used to drink Fanta. It was our big thing.
All right, go on. Would you turn down Roz's speaker? Is she back there?
I'll take care of it.
Turn down the speaker. I'll do it. Son of a bitch. Trying to do a radio show.
There's literally no one in that office, and that speaker is so loud that I can hear it through my headphones in here.
We got a delay on I-57.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I don't even know how. Liddy's in there trying to figure it out.
If this was the Waddle and Sylvie show, Danny would be down here immediately building in soundproof stuff. Us? That's the morning show. Whatever.
All right, Hoodie. Thankfully, you can hear me with or without your headphones since the door's open. I want to talk about one of Hoodie's boys, Ric Flair, who was at Titan training camp and had words about his favorite player in the NFL.
He just reached out to me and said, you want to come talk to Titan? I said, hell yeah. So, like I said, I usually have to have a favorite player on the team, and my favorite player in the NFL right now is Derrick Henry. I hated him at Alabama. I love him here. So, I hate anybody but Alabama.
He's such a bandwagon guy. He loves everybody. Michigan fan, Georgia fan, Titan fan, Steeler fan.
Mitch.
I could go down here. You know, he's having his last match.
Yes.
Ric Flair's last match is on Sunday in Nashville. Sold out. He's 73.
I'll never retire. Woo! The bottom line is, after the match, if you're 21 with a full sweater and you're blonde, I'll see you at the Marriott. Woo!
What? What do you mean, full sweater? So he's going to have his last match. And by the way, Good Karma Wrestling is going to have a special show after SummerSlam. We're going to be on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. So if you Twitchers, you say, oh, they don't have any programming at night on the weekends. Yes, you will see the show. Good Karma Wrestling will be on after SummerSlam around 10 o'clock Saturday night. And it'll be on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago or the Good Karma Wrestling podcast. So we're going to have some fun.
Looking forward to it. Sox tickets, an animal story that you just won't believe. Might be the best ever. And the Cap and J Hood Cut of the Day brought to you by Chicago Hut Steakhouse. Ross. All next.
Ross. Cap. J Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
White Sox. White Sox. Go, go, White Sox.
It's a free ticket Friday on the Cap and J Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. We've got Sox and Tigers tickets for August 12th. If you want to go, caller number 6, regular line 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our phone number. Our White Sox tickets are brought to you by our friends at Miller Lite, and courtesy of Miller Lite, you can win Sox tickets tonight at Cork and Carry in beautiful Beverly and Halftime Bar and Grill in Johnsburg. Good luck. Caller 6, though, for the Sox and Tigers tickets for August 12th. We'll give away another pair coming up at 12:50 right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Time for the Cap and J Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by the awesome people there known as David Flom and Matt Moore at Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Highly recommend the lobster salad with the champagne vinaigrette. And you got to get the Newski bacon. Oh, my goodness. And the lobster escargot. Insane.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
I'm maniacal. All I care about the rest of my life is winning championships. Why can't we act like that in this goddamn city? Once!
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
There you go. That is the Cap J Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. And congrats to Jeff in Joliet. He won the Sox tickets. More chances every hour on all our local shows today.
Lions, Tigers, and Bears, oh my.
Bears.
What's going on today in the animal kingdom? Chimps throwing feces? Wild boars snacking on faces?
Scary boars.
Cougar on the loose?
High prepping.
Yes, sir.
Perhaps some horny mammals humping?
Very boring.
Let's find out together. Animal Stories on Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000.
So we have a story that you're not going to believe. And for the details, we hand it over to our good friend, Shane Orley.
A city in Japan is under siege by marauding monkeys.
Excuse me?
What does that mean? A city in Japan is under siege by marauding monkeys. More than 50 individuals have been attacked by a group of roaming monkeys in and around the southern Japanese city of Yamaguchi in the past 3 weeks. More than 50 attacks in 3 weeks. Residents said they are laying traps because obviously you think monkeys are coming into the house. They want to steal the food. They want to take your items. No, they're avoiding the traps. What they're doing is attacking the elderly, including one woman who was hang drying her clothes. She was pulled down by a monkey by her ankles. And another monkey tried to kidnap a human baby.
Oh, my God.
What 50 monkeys. The city of Yamaguchi is starting a special task force that is going to hunt and tranquilize the monkeys in the city.
So when you saw the Planet of the Apes, you just thought, okay, that's not realistic, right? You saw this, right, Cap? You thought, okay, that's, you know, it's great sci-fi, whatever. It's right. Never going to happen. And right. Then all of a sudden now it happens. How is this? The monkey is so smart now that they're kidnapping babies and trying to get rid of the elderly.
Correct. They don't want your food. They just want to wreak havoc.
So we have a problem in this country with monkeypox. And over there, they have a problem with monkeys actually trying to take people.
How about that?
I mean, how do they have that instinct to be able to say, you know what? I'm taking this child.
They're dodging traps, Hood. This is literally the Planet of the Apes. It says in this article from the Smithsonian, human-monkey conflicts are becoming increasingly common as the, I don't know how to pronounce the species name, as the population grows and their natural habitat is destroyed. It's literally Planet of the Apes.
It's insane.
He says he can't pronounce the name. Spell it out. Magilla, probably.
No, it's M-A-C-A-Q-U-E. I don't know. I don't want to pronounce it wrong.
He won't say that about the Marquee Network.
I'm a little concerned about how I'll say the end of that, and it might end up in the Dropbox. It's like,
we have the Marquee Network.
Is that what it is? Is the Marquee Monkey?
The way I would pronounce that in my mind, like the way I'm pronouncing it in my head, it would sound like I'm talking about my own genitalia, so I want to avoid doing that and ending up in the Dropbox.
The amazing thing is, people are walking down the street, and like you would never... Like, you could get mugged. That stuff can happen.
Sure.
You can get carjacked. That stuff happens. A freaking monkey?
Yeah. Yeah, monkey.
The marauding monkeys would be a hell of a team logo.
Yeah, right. I'm hearing it's macaca monkeys.
Macaca. Interesting. I mean,
the elderly, so they'd be coming after
honey,
you.
Honey, how was your day? I got mugged by a monkey.
Yes. What would you say to that? I mean, they're the elderly, so that means you.
Can you imagine you're hanging
your clothes? Could you stop looking? Hold on a second. Could you just for 5 seconds stop looking at the ass of the Lala people?
True.
God yeah. almighty.
That's a good point.
I like that ass.
I didn't
I'm
say that.
I'm just telling you.
All I did was look out the window.
You know, that wasn't just the window. You were looking down and looking out the window.
I had to crane my neck.
Yeah, I bet. I know you'd like to. I know you'd like to crane your neck. Could you just cut it out, for God's sakes?
Wow.
These are Lollapalooza women that are not interested in you. They're interested in the music.
Correct.
They don't want the elderly taken by a monkey.
Have a great rest of your day.
She's hot. Oh, my God. She's 19. Careful. Uncle Cap. Sit on my lap. I got some tunes for you. You ever like Yacht Rock, hun? Hun.
Never gonna give you up.
Hey, sweetheart.
Yeah, I've got some Rick Astley for you.
I bet you got some Astley for her.
Yeah.
So long, everybody. We'll see you Monday from Chicago.